Look, they have a good number of inspections as well, you know, relative to other counties. Donegal had a plan for 118 this year, and that's probably reflective, as you said, a rural county, and they did 120. So they did in excess of the numbers that were required, and they are taking them to resolution. And look, at as I mentioned there, look at where people have problems now. The new grant scheme now, which will be administered by the local authorities as well, you know, there's a couple of good things in the new grant, expanded grant scheme. There's a higher level of grant available to people. So it was €4,000, it's now gone up to €5,000. There was a cap on the income threshold before, so it got capped after 50,000. Now that cap has been removed. And also the eligibility criteria, it's been broadened out. So it allows people then, you know, in more areas to be able to be applicable for the grant. And the people who are applicable that can get the grant is, number one, if you failed an inspection. Now, and it's a structural issue. They don't cover maintenance issues. Maintenance are for people to be able to look after themselves, but it's a structural issue. So if you fail the inspection, you qualify for the grant. If you're identified by a local authority in a priority area where they're looking to improve local water quality, so if they're out in an area looking at water quality and they see a potential issue with a septic tank, they'll let the householder know and they'll advise you then that you can avail of the grant. And there's a third area then, these are called high status areas where we have some pristine water quality, and there's a map on the Department of Housing website which will show listeners where those high status areas in Donegal, and in those areas, if you have a structural problem with your tank, you can actually make an application yourself.